Later today, the Western and Southern Open will crown two new tennis champions. The men's and women's final in Mason culminates more than a week of player sneak peeks via Twitter and Facebook. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Tennis fans huddle near the players' entrance, hoping to snap a picture and tweet it. That's when rising star Ryan Harrison walks up and responds to requests for autographs. Jeff Hazlett from Columbus and his friend Marianne McDonald of Indianapolis are among Harrison's biggest fans.
I have my iPad with me to check on the scores, and he's got his phone, so yeah.
And so you're going to post some of these pictures?
Yeah, probably.
Same story for Nashville's Jeff Hazlewood, who watched Marty Fish walk by.
Yeah, I've got an iPad and iPhone, so that's all I can handle.
Hazlewood and the other people standing around him have some access to players at the Western and Southern Open, but they don't have total access. That's where the tournament's social media team comes in, led by Jackie Rowe. She's allowed in the tunnel from the lounge to the court to take pictures and listen to any conversation. Tweets from the tunnel are new this year.
Tennis fans around the world are very socially connected. And so what we do is we feed them with information about the tournament, about players, about sponsors, promotions, anything that's happening here at Western and Southern Open via Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube.
It was last year that the social media team posted an interview with Andy Roddick that went viral overnight. The interview came after a loss to Philip Kohlschreiber, and Roddick complained about the chair umpire. Roddick was penalized for hitting a ball into the stands.
I do think it's stupid in tennis that, I mean, in football, if someone throws a helmet on the sideline, it's their helmet. You know, then we wonder why we lose a ratings battle to them, you know, WWF, Monday Night Raw.
By John McEnroe's standards, that was a
Well, by John McEnroe, the guy's still getting endorsements because he was allowed to throw you know. It's just, I understand where he's coming from, but at a certain point, you know, you hit a tennis ball into a stadium, someone goes home with a souvenir, and it pretty much ruins the match from there on. It just seems counterproductive, and, you know, at a certain point, I'd love it if we got out of our own way.
The video got 25,000 views in just a couple of hours.
We try to look for that behind-the-scenes picture or video for fans who maybe aren't here or on a different court, and just to give them a taste of what's happening at the Western and Southern Open.
This tournament, they tweeted a photo of Venus Williams' dog taking a nap while she was practicing. It went worldwide in about 5 minutes. Then there was the picture of Andy Murray's dogs wearing his Olympic gold medals. You can see these pictures on our website, WVXU.org.
Tennis fans are just really crazy about the sport, their players, anything we can give them, they love. And they're very happy to share our information and really become our online ambassadors for us. So we're gaining anywhere from 500 to 1,000 new fans on Facebook each day, as well as Twitter.
Cincy Tennis now has 11,000 followers, and the tournament's Facebook page counts 24,000 fans. Social media team member Benjamin Snyder is just back from Wimbledon and notices how social media is becoming an important part of tennis coverage. He looks into the future and sees more sharing of video.
I guess it'd be interesting to see how much more quickly, like, video could come out, if there are any sort of apps out there that might be able to share, a video just as quickly as a photo. Other than that, I think we're doing pretty well.
It's really a back and forth.
Each day we've got our assignments and we know who's covering what match, who's covering which event. But more importantly, we're answering and we're replying to fans. And really, the social media for the Western and Southern Open has become a customer service channel.
Answering questions about tickets and which player is practicing on what court. And the social media team is making a racket. Rose says the Western and Southern Open leads the top tournaments in the world in its use of social media. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.